Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, hour number two, Tinky and Tierney. What's happening? We're live inside of our Quicken Loans studio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently on this Tuesday across the country, 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific. Every single day we got you here. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. More calls coming up, 855-212-4227. Our sixth annual. You know what word I was never able to say when I was a kid?
What's that?
Sixth.
Sixth.
You know how hard I had to work? I remember like when I first got into radio, I would purposely avoid
you
saying
not
that
say
word.
The T.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You could trip on that. Sixth. Get in your own head, you
yeah,
know?
You're right.
Another one that was tough was rarely. Or rarely. Like, it doesn't roll. Like,
no,
rarely.
Easy. Rarely.
That's easy to sound like Bugs Bunny. Where we? You know, rarely. You know, you got to really work on those. So, Tiki and Tierney, sixth annual two-a-days here. So, yesterday was the New York Football Giants, who could be poised for a nice comeback after 3-13 disaster a year ago. We both like Shermer. And the Texans, who have a loaded roster.
Flood warning.
Okay, that's what that was for sure.
Because I got one.
Okay.
Mine was in the break.
I don't know if that came through the probably came through the speakers.
Yeah,
that was pretty audible, right?
That's why I acknowledged it.
I appreciate that, buddy. Today we'll do the Packers and we will do the Denver Broncos. And right here, how about this? So, which teams are most interesting heading into the season? Teague and I constructed a list of three apiece. We'll go back and forth volume like we did the other topics, right? And interesting could mean, you know, we believe they're about to ascend, they're about to implode, maybe a little bit of both. Maybe they've got an interesting quarterback head coach dynamic. Well, whatever. Let's get this thing rolling here. Who are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with the Minnesota
Vikings.
Teams. Mainly the Vikings, because they're a team that everybody, I mean, didn't believe were going to be any good last year because they didn't have a quarterback that was viable. Case Keenum now has to start. They go on to be the top 10 offense in the National Football League. Obviously, their defense is ridiculous. They were number one in the NFL. They get all the way to the NFC Championship game, and we all know how that ends. So that miraculous ending for Philadelphia.
Any carryover from that, by the way?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's okay.
Right.
I think but now they go into the offseason. And they start running back is coming off an ACL, Dalvin Cook. They get rid of Jarrett McKinnon, where he signs elsewhere. He's now in San Francisco. They don't have a quarterback. And, sorry, who are we going to go get? All right, let's go get Kirk Cousins, who nobody actually believes in. I mean, I've liked Kirk Cousins for a couple of years, but nobody has actually believed in him. And so far in camp, he's been amazing, at least according to reports, running around in your underwear. In the first preseason game, he was 4-for-4. He's got all the weapons you could want. If Kirk Cousins is actually where I think he is, and hopefully where the Minnesota Vikings think he is, clearly they think he's there as well because they signed him to an $84 million deal, all of which is guaranteed. This Vikings team feels like it could be unbeatable, right? Case Keenum didn't have the full, I don't know, arm talent or QB acumen to be like a star, to make this offense like one of the best. I think Kurt does. And if their defense stays on par, they didn't lose anybody, it's mostly intact, I think Minnesota Vikings could be one of the most unbeatable teams in the National Football League. The question will be, does Flip, John DeFilippo, who is their offensive coordinator, does he carry forward what they built off of last year?
Okay, so we got to vote for the Vikings. I like it. So it's first up, Tiki, the most interesting team, one of them heading into the season, the Minnesota Vikings. We're on in Minnesota. I'm sure our Viking fans loving hearing that. 855-212-4227. Get it now because Tiki and I will get your most interesting teams coming up next segment here on Tiki and Tierney. All right, mine, You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots. Mine is the Patriots. Very easy to overlook and gloss over the Patriots. Every year, 12 wins. Every year, 13 wins. Last year, 13-3. Point differential, 162, plus 162. Best in the NFL. Yeah, best in the NFL. Tied with Philly, a matter of fact.
They gave up a lot of points.
Yeah, they did. They did. Remember, they had the first couple of weeks were really bad. I think they gave 42 to Kansas City that first game. I know that they always regenerate. They lose a player, they find another. That's been their mantra, and that's how they've been able to really avoid giving big contracts, read bad contracts to the wrong guy.
Yes, exactly right.
But this is different to me. Amendola, Butler, Lewis, Solder, they're all gone, all right? Amendola suspended for the first 25% of the season, and there's no guarantee what he comes back like from that knee explosion. Brady's had a balky back throughout camp. They should have lost to the Jaguars in the NFC Championship game. They did lose the Super Bowl. The division, while not strong, is getting incrementally better. And how about this? The 2018 schedule. This is what the Pats are looking at in 2018. They've got to play the AFC South, all right? You got the Jaguars, who almost made it to the Super Bowl and should have. You got that rematch, right? You got the Titans. They were a playoff team last year, and they've gotten better because nobody really thought their coach was the right guy. The Colts, with all due respect to him, the Colts have Andrew Luck back, and the Texans have Deshaun Watson back. That might be the best division of football. And if it's not the AFC South, it very well might be the NFC North, which is who the Pats have to play as well.
Yeah.
They got to play the Packers. They got to play the aforementioned Vikings. You got to play Detroit, which could be sneaky tough. Even the Bears are at a two-win doormat. They're getting better. Listen, this is it. I mean, this is it. The Pats are not going to the Super Bowl. The Pats are not going to the AFC Championship game.
Are you declaring the death?
Yes. What else do I have to say?
Wow.
Give me the fork. I mean, are we going to bury them or are we going to, you know, get cremate them? How do you want to? What's the official direction here?
I wish I could like co-sign that.
It's over.
Even just a little bit.
Over.
I just know it's not going to happen. Number two for me, Jacksonville Jaguars. And why? Look, they were a worse to first team. Like, it doesn't even feel like 2016 existed because they were terrible in 2016.
Three wins that year?
3-13. Oh, and then obviously they flipped the script significantly in the division. A lot of that's because of injuries. Andrew Luck didn't play. Deshaun Watson got hurt in the middle of the season. Mariota was banged up for the Tennessee Titans as well. So, I mean, all the quarterbacks in their division kind of crapped out a little bit. And so Jacksonville benefited from that. Look, they got a fantastic defense, number two in the NFL last season, and they're going to continue to be good like that. The offense excelled. They won 10 games last year. Blake Bortles wasn't a mistake machine. They had Leonard Fournette. I mean, it's amazing. But here's my take on the VT. I just don't believe in them. I just don't. I don't know why. And we'll find out in week one. Giants will host the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It'll be a fun game.
But I can't stop thinking about Nathaniel Hackett's lack of trust in Blake Bortles in the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. They have the Pats by two scores. Game should be over, dude.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter scores. With like 6 minutes to go.
Should have been nice time.
And you have Leonard Fournette.
Mm-hmm.
Just hand it. Truck it to them. Just beat them up. And
maybe they learn from that.
I hope so, BT, but I have to see it.
Right,
it's one of those things with Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
I just am not going to believe it until I absolutely see it, right? The division is going to be tougher this year.
Yeah.
Their schedule is not easy because when you play as well as they did last year, the schedule makers, even though it's a computer, somehow don't give you easy schedules the next season.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence with them despite how excited Jacksonville fans are and media is about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And one of the reasons they're excited, obviously they're good, but from 2011 through 2016, they averaged a little bit more than 3.5 wins a season.
Exactly.
That's a long slog.
Yeah.
That's so, a better part of a decade
I hope it's not an anomaly from their point.
Well, we have some teams. We've seen teams, that one little spike and they kind of, I don't think they're going to have this precipitous drop, but I got to be honest with you. I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
Like, I would not invest any sort of money in the Jaguars. Like, that's how I view.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could get on the air and say, like, wow, they, you know, if you, I'm going to be straight up. You know, I follow this stuff.
Yeah.
Am I going to bet on the Jaguars to go over Vegas's win total? No.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm going to bet to go under, but I'm not going to proactively vote to go over. A little worried about them this year. I don't disagree with what Tiki just said. So, as we roll through our three most interesting teams heading into the season, Tiki unveils the Vikes. He's got the Jaguars. We'll get you a chance to get in as well. 855-212-4227. I already gave you the Pats. Let me get into my second one here. That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bucks.
All right. Really good division. Saints, mm-hmm. Falcons, Panthers, really good. We know that. Now, you know,
all three playoff teams, by the way, last year.
Yes, yes, yes. Listen, the Saints, Ingram, that's one thing, but I think they're all three going to be good again this year. McCaffrey's going to be better for the Panthers, you would imagine.
I don't know how they're not.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Unless there's an injury, God forbid, and you don't want to see that. Last time they won double digit, 2010. It's a long time ago. You talk about a culture, right?
Wow, 8 years.
Yeah, man. There's something wrong with the foundation of this franchise. There are certain teams whose foundation is just cracked. It's just not perfect. It's not cemented in properly. The foundation of the home is not right. And I believe that the Bucs fall into this category. Listen, Raheem Morris started quickly, then he stumbled. Shiano was a disaster. Lovie Smith went 8-24. Dirk Cutter, year three. First one was good. Second year, monster regression here. I think there's real foundational issues. And I want to know what happens. Listen, Jameis Winston's not playing the first three games of the season. They've got enough weapons. Their defense, their D-line is really good. They got a couple of good cornerbacks as well. And we all know Evans is a beast. And Fitzpatrick has won some games in this league for my Jets. He put up some big numbers with Decker and Brandon Marshall.
The ironic thing to what you're saying is there's talent on this team.
There is. What happens? And the reason why the way this is positioned, most interesting teams heading into the season, what I think would be incredibly fascinating, especially if you're doing local radio in Tampa, like if you're 0-3 or 1-2, Jameis comes back and saves the season, theoretically. But what if you're 2-0 or you're 2-1 and Fitzpatrick's bowling? You got Dirk Cutter who's fighting for his job. A lot of people thought Dirk was going to get fired last year.
Yeah.
And if you're a guy in your third year for a franchise historically that doesn't give their head coaches a long leash, if the guy that's playing well for you, who's a veteran, who's respected, are you going to sit him? I think that is incredible to watch. So for a multitude of reasons, the Tampa Bay Bucks, interesting team coming into the season.
Last one for me is the Kansas City Chiefs. BT has this team high because of Pat Mahomes. And I would do as well.
Rock it.
No, you look at this. Look at the. I mean, the stats, right? You have a top level, if not. I mean, you did. You had the leading rusher in football last year in Kareem Hunt, right? Travis Kelce is tight end. He's maybe the best tight end. If not, he's the second best tight end in football right now. And then you have Tariq Hill, who is just amazing. He's a game changer. Whether he's getting the ball out of the backfield or in bubble screens or running go routes or slants or whatever, the kid can go the distance.
He's touchdown waiting to happen.
Exactly. On any given play. And so that's exciting. And they think so much of Mahomes that they jettisoned Alex Smith this offseason. But he struggled a little bit with the full, responsibility of being the man on his shoulder so far in training camp. And so we'll see how that goes. And the reason why this team is interesting to me, because they have such a high expectation. Alex Smith had them consistently in the postseason, consistently winning double-digit wins. Some of it in spite of the fact that their defense has been bad, right? We used to think about the Kansas City Chiefs as this like elite defense. They're not there anymore. They were 28th in the league last year, and they were a liability in a lot of cases. If it wasn't for the steadiness of their offense, they might not have won as many games as they did. I think Pat Mahomes, this is my trending down thought, even though BT is high on them. I think Pat Mahomes is going to be a tad bit inconsistent, and that defense isn't going to pick him up. Right? I mean, they have the talent on offense, but this is one that I'm curious to I hope he proves me wrong, because we love the kid. When he came on, he was great.
He was awesome. He was awesome. Super Bowl, good kid.
But I'm a little worried about Pat Mahomes and this consistency that Andy Reid has put out in the last couple of years.
Listen, that's not without merit. I mean, to say that that's a sloppy take would be ridiculous. The guy that they jettisoned has been really good for a long time.
You're right.
The problem with Alex Smith is, you know, you get to that point and it's, you know, third and 11. You got to go 80 yards, whatever it is, on the road, AFC playoff game.
Very defined ceiling.
Yes, his ceiling is there, although, man, he is – I feel like he raises it an inch every year, right? I love Mahomes. By the way, I had the same haircut, the same hairstyle as him at high school, so I got to roll with Mahomes.
Nice.
All right, so my third team, you ready?
Go ahead.
Tiki's New York Football Giants, man.
Stop hating.
How do you know it's going to be hate?
Okay, maybe I don't.
Well, you don't know it's going to be hate. Listen.
I just feel.
I can't. I mean, let me tell you something right now. Hate, can I put out a more positive? This is what I tweeted out.
Oh, see, I didn't see your tweet.
Well, maybe
see,
you should follow your partner's Twitter account.
I do follow your Twitter account.
Do a little due diligence once in a while.
I just don't look at it anymore.
Here's what I tweeted out about your boy Shermer yesterday. Pat Shermer, the head coach of the Giants, right? Let's see. Great spot with Pat Shermer on Tiki and Tierney. Perfect personality to do well in New York.
Agreed.
Football lifer.
100%.
Without ego.
No doubt about it.
Smart.
Yep.
Direct.
Yep.
No fluff.
Yep.
No BS.
I love it.
Big fan. Wishing him well with Big Blue.
Nice. But that
what else could I
but
do?
But that doesn't tell me that what you're, this take you're going to have is going to be positive about the 2018 New York Football Giants.
It's always a middle of the road.
Okay.
You ready? I think the Giants are one of those teams, and it's a very short list of, like, they possess as wide of a range as almost any team in the NFL.
Meaning wins, losses.
Yes. Like, if they went 11-5 with those offensive weapons and Shermer's offensive style and the beefed-up bowl line and Beckham's with a new contract, I imagine, even though it's a good division, if they put up 30 points a week and Eli stays healthy and he's got a little running, or more than a little running game with Barkley, who's got to get that hammy right, nobody would be surprised at all if the Giants went 11-5.
Yeah.
Or even maybe 12-4. Nor would anybody be surprised if Barkley's hamstring lingers into week one. Eli suddenly looks 37-38, which he has really the last couple of seasons, let's be honest. The offensive line, maybe not as good as people thought. Solder, a lot of people think they overpaid for him. Let's be honest, that's kind of the word on the street. The defense, Eli Apple's going to have to play. That's not good. I mean, so I really don't. By the way, I think the answer is probably somewhere in between. But yeah. I think there's incredible interest, which is the exercise here on Tiki and Tierney, the most interesting teams. Incredible interest into how they finish the season, because quite frankly, it could go in either direction.
That's fair. That's fair.
You like that?
I do.
You okay with that, Mr. Giant?
It's fair.
All right, good.
I'll take your former assessment.
855-212. Hey, listen, I got to call what it is, man. 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. So, all right, so Tiki had the Vikings, the Jaguars, and the Chiefs. I rolled with the Pats, the Bucks, and the New York Football Giants. We'll get your calls coming up. What do you think? Most interesting teams entering the season. This is basic stuff. You're a football fan? Pick up the phone and let it roll. 855-212-4227, Tiki and Tierney. All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Great news, quick way to save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes save 15% or more on car insurance. So as we settle back in here on a Tuesday, by the way, next segment, Leroy Butler, former Packer defensive back stud, good friend of the show.
Love Leroy.
Yeah, he's always cool to us.
The inventor of the Lambeau leap.
He's great. Yeah, he's money. He's been with us many times, and he absolutely did invent it. We got him coming up next segment. So the Packers and the Broncos in the crosshairs today, sixth annual Tiki and Tierney two-a-days. But right now, off the conversation Tiki and I had previous segment, most interesting NFL teams.
Yeah.
And interesting is a word that can be twisted and manipulated in many directions.
Good, bad,
yeah.
Indifferent,
yeah.
Surprising, etc.
A lot of people ready to roll. You good?
You tell us. Yeah, let's go, man.
Get it. How about, let's start with Jared out west, L.A. Jared is on Tiki and Tierney. What up, Jared? How are you?
What up? How you guys doing?
We are good, man.
Good.
Who do you think?
I think it's the Miami Dolphins. I think it's a big year for Adam Gase. I think he's on the hot seat after this season. And I think it's also big for Ryan Tannehill. I think this is a big year for him.
Yeah, you know, Adam Gase is interesting because the way he started, he was 10-6. They get to the postseason. And the last year, they go 6-10. A lot of that can be traced back to, though, to Ryan Tannehill's injury and, you know, the bringing in of Jay Cutler. But, I remember hearing all this noise around Adam Gase when he left Denver or left Chicago, and he came down and this innovative mind, and I don't know if I've seen it. I don't know if there's an identity right now in Miami. It's not defense. I'm not saying, oh, this is one of the great defenses there's going to be. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, oh, they got this established run game and they're going to be amazing and they're going to pound people to death. I'm not really hearing that. I'm not hearing, you know, God, Ryan Tannehill, wherever the quarterback is going to be, he's going to be. I'm not hearing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no identity.
No, I totally agree. And listen, the last thing I want to do is, you know, call for calls and have people give us their most interesting storylines. And then the first call we say, take, that's not it. Say,
yeah,
not,
but
not,
I think,
not, not
but
interesting.
But I think Jared's point was, he's on the hot seat.
True, but I don't find the Dolphins interesting at all, which is where I was going.
Oh, yeah.
It's obviously a subjective thing.
Well,
but
interesting if you think he's going to get fired after this year, which I can't say that, but
I don't find, even though
interesting because they're not interesting in a sense.
Well, I mean,
just to make it
I'm more of a Tannehill guy, not as a franchise quarterback necessarily, but I do think he's more than serviceable.
BT, he is that perfect middle level that I've always.
No, to Alex Smith light.
Exactly.
But we've seen enough of Ryan Tannehill. The intrigue / interest has worn off for me.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of Landry. They did draft Fitzpatrick, who we've had on the show, Fitzpatrick from Alabama. Looking forward to seeing what he does. But I appreciate the call for sure, Jared. I don't find the Dolphins interesting at all.
Yeah.
They just kind of blend in.
You're right.
You know? Let's go to Louisiana. Mike is up on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We are good, Mike. What about you?
I was going to do my three teams real quick.
Go ahead. Go, man.
It's an NFC-loaded year, I think.
No doubt about it.
The reigning defending champs are the Eagles.
No doubt.
So, number three, I'm going to start off AFC. I have to have at least one, so I say Steelers. I think the Steelers are real good. Le'Veon Bell's, going to want to get paid. So
he's
got to
get in camp first.
Number two, the team that scares me the most in the NFC is the Rams. The Rams signing Sue, Donald, that's going to be crazy.
And Donald's not done yet, but I got you.
Is it scaring you in a good way?
Added a whole bunch more.
Hey, Mike, is it scaring you in a good way or a bad way?
Number one.
Well, hold on. Mike, Tiki's asking you. Calm down, Mike.
Hold on a second.
Tiki's asking you.
Is it scaring you in a good way or a bad way, the Rams?
Bad way, because they could wreak havoc on offense and defense.
I hear you.
Now, because they add Brandon Cooks.
Yep.
They also get Aqib Talib. They got Sue. I mean, they're reassuring all their weaknesses from last year.
Peters as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Marcus Peters from the Chiefs, yeah.
Go ahead.
So who's your third one there, Mike?
Well, I've ranked 3-2-1. Number one is the Saints.
Mm.
This team is as loaded as I've ever seen it. This 53-man roster, there's going to be a lot of teams cherry-picking our team this year.
That's a good
I could say that for sure.
Yeah, they're deep.
We are so deep at so many positions. It's crazy. And then we just signed Michael Floyd last week or whatever. I mean, this team, and then they got that rookie receiver out of South Florida, Traquan Smith.
Yep, Traquan Smith.
Listen to that guy this year. Marcus Williams, the two offensive and defensive rookie of the year. You got Kamara, Lattimore. I mean,
yeah. Hey, listen, Mike.
Crazy.
We're buying the Saints for sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. So he's souped up about the Saints.
That's
why wouldn't
one.
You be?
Yeah, we're gonna get Sean Payton on in here in a little bit, probably when we do the Saints two-a-days. But you're right; they're exciting as hell. They're deep everywhere.
That defense changed significantly when Lattimore, remember, got hurt.
Yep.
Came back. I think it was an ankle or something.
Dennis Allen, their coordinator, has done an unbelievable job.
Not a good job as a coach of the Raiders.
Nope.
Pretty damn good as a coordinator for the Saints, for sure. Because that defense was a mess. Steve's in New York City. Steve is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Steve, go ahead, buddy.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Love the show.
Appreciate
What's up,
you, man.
Thank you.
Who do you got?
Hey, so I'm a homer for life, but I think the Cowboys, and I'll give you a quick reason why.
Go ahead.
If you can go 9-7, missing your starting left tackle, a perennial all-pro running back for six games, and Sean Lee, maybe top five middle linebacker,
yep.
It's pretty hard for any young quarterback to win. So if you still go 9-7, and the other reason, I feel like there's a culture change for the first time in a long time.
Who's your top receiver, Steve? Who's your top receiver? You're playing against a team with a shutdown corner. It's a primetime game. Who's Dak's top? Who's his top target?
I don't know that he needs one.
Everybody needs one, Steve.
I'll say this. Every year, everybody always picks the Cowboys because they always had the Tony Romos, the Dez Bryants. It created a built-up where those guys could single-handedly win games, but there was nothing behind it. There was no defensive backs. I mean, you got Jalen Smith, who looks pretty darn good. You got a lot of their top sign guys are all linemen. It's not a sexy team, but I feel like for the first time they've had a major culture shift where they're not expected to win, which could actually make them dangerous.
It's an interesting take.
Steve, you make some good points. And let's not forget, Allen Hurns was signed in the offseason.
Yep, from Jaguars.
Exactly. Michael Gallup, who had a great first preseason game. Now it's just a preseason game. And he deked out the corner and made him think the ball was coming short, and he actually went deep and scored the touchdown. But the issue with the Cowboys has always been that secondary. Byron Jones is going to corner from safety. Remember, he was the stud combine.
We had him on right when he was drafted.
So they're moving around some of the pieces over there.
Sean Lee's getting old.
Exactly. They got to be ball control.
Yep.
They can't have any mistakes offensively because their defense, I don't think, can hold up. But they are interesting because of the lack of a Dez and the lack of a Witten. Puts all this pressure on the young kids to be their leaders, man.
They'll be a tough team. Like, they're not going to be 4 or 5 wins, but they're not going to be 12 or 13. And really, execution.
That makes them interesting.
Oh, I agree. Dallas is pretty. I was just curious, who's the top receiver? You going to tell me Cole Beasley?
Cole Beasley.
Terrence Williams?
He's the top rapper.
He is the top rapper. He can spit it. Spitting those tunes out there in Big D. How about get another call before we get the update here from Jay Berman. Who do you want to do? You want to do, how about this is good. Rod is in Pennsylvania, and Rod is on Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Rod?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
We're good.
Good, bud.
What do you like?
Well, I can't narrow it down to three. I was telling Samter, with this year's draft, the compelling story was all these quarterbacks. So I think a lot of the focus is going to be on how these first-year quarterbacks either, you know, sit behind a veteran, or are they going to get the start early on.
Who do you think? Rod? Who do you think is going to play? Who's not?
Well, I would say, how can you not play BT's boy? I mean, you got to play him.
Yeah, Bradford's going to play. I think
Darnold.
I mean, Darnold. Bradford. Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Darnold.
I'm thinking Sam Bradford. So, Sam Darnold's going to play.
He's definitely got to get the rock in his hands.
He is.
I'd love to see Josh Rosen because he was my favorite quarterback coming out of the draft. I know a lot of people didn't like, his overconfidence.
No, we liked him.
Oh, that young man could talk. He has an answer to everything.
Yeah, but he can spin. He spun the ball better than
he's great.
In my
great
opinion,
arm.
Yeah. I was a quarterback growing up, and obviously Tiki, you know, offensive guys, we have a little bit of bias on the offensive side of the ball.
No, hold on, Rod. Wait. I'm going to let you finish it. Tiki, we offensive guys. Don't throw yourself. Did you play for the Giants or an NFL team we don't know about, Rod?
Rod, at least you played.
Not in the NFL, but I'm just saying.
I got you. I'm just messing with you, Rod. Go ahead. I'm just playing. But it did sound funny.
BT had two skinny ankles to play football.
I did, but I can still throw it.
I know.
Go ahead, Rod.
Hey, coincidentally, Tiki, I'm from the same hometown as your boy, Kerry.
Kerry Collins. Yep. Nice. Yeah, Kerry's turned out to be a great guy, and he's a good friend still. He's awesome.
Yep. But, yeah, so back to my point. I think it's going to be about the quarterbacks. Of course, a lot is on Saquon because he was huge coming out.
He's got to keep
And then also Gruden. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, you know, how are the Raiders going to be with Gruden? You know, he's been in the booth for 10 years.
Good call.
You know.
Yeah.
So much love, guys. Much love.
Thank you, Rod. Appreciate you making that call, buddy. Gruden's, you know, I thought about Gruden. It was almost a little bit too obvious. Not to, you know, dilute his point, Gruden is a national national story.
It's going to be a huge story.
Yeah.
Whether good or bad.
He seems hell-bent on keeping this thing in the 90s. Let's see how it works out for him. I mean, you know I'm not buying the Raiders at all this season. You know that. I didn't buy them last year, and I was right.
Remember how he used to win was with defense and, like calm, consistent offense.
Yeah.
Brad Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It wasn't, you know, we're going to blow things up and throw the ball.
He had Gannon and he had Rice. Remember, Jerry Rice was still good with
the
Raiders. And Porter was pretty good. Because the Jets matched up with them a few times.
Yeah.
And the Jets, you know, had some pretty good secondary. But that Raiders offense was good. I mean, why am I forgetting their running back at that point? Who was their main back? But
Rich kid from Philly, was it?
Rich Gannon had three vertical weapons. They were a tough cover for the Jets. They would fling it around. Listen, Gruden is a polarizing guy. I just don't know. I mean,
I can see the running back, and it's driving me crazy. I can't remember.
Who was the running back for the Raiders in 2002?
Was it Charlie Garner?
Charlie Garner.
Garner. Yes. Was it Garner?
That's who I was thinking.
At that point, was it Garner in 02?
I don't know, but that's who I was thinking of, but I couldn't remember.
Samter
gets name recognition, and he doesn't even.
Raiders.
Charlie Garner, 962 yards rushing. Garner.
Ty Wheatley.
Second rusher, leading rusher.
Everybody's got a podcast these days. Well, guess what?
So do I.
Tiki's a barber.
91 catches for 941 yards.
Geico. Tons of people I talk to in the sports world outside of the sports world.
Berman's updated right now. We got Leroy Butler for the Packers coming up next year.
Hamilton, George Washington. Check it out. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Great news is a quick way that you could save money. Switch to Geico in 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Drop a load on. Charm me with harmony. All right, 43 minutes past the hour. Tiki and Tierney. So Next time, we got to squeeze in a little baseball here, man. It is getting tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment too much here, but the recent highlights and twists at the end of games that we've been treated to the last 2 or 3 weeks,
yeah.
Boy, it seems uncanny.
Yeah,
I mean, every night there's a couple of walk-offs. Big games, too.
Right. We saw that with Scherzer a couple days ago.
The Nats have lost 2 of those in a row. The Rockies won a couple of those over the weekend. I mean, it's been pretty nutty. So we'll get to that coming up at 5 Eastern, right around 15 minutes from now. But our 6th annual Tiki and Tierney 2 Days roll on. And up next, the Packers.
The 2018 NFL season is upon us, and it's time for our 6th annual Tiki and Tierney Training Camp 2-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season. Green Bay Packers, 3rd in the NFC North. For the first time since 2008, the Packers missed the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers playing in just 7 games certainly didn't help.
I know my role, and that's to play quarterback the best that I can, and the team is going to try and put the right guys in place, the right coaches in place, the right players in place, and you just have to trust the process. This process works.
With their QB now healthy, the Pack again poised to make a push for the NFC North crown. But with Jordy Nelson in Oakland, will A-Rod have enough weapons to make up for a defense that was 14th in points allowed in the NFC last season?
Let's get some answers, and we go to a good friend of the show, 4-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro, Super Bowl 31 champ. He is Leroy Butler, former Packer defensive back, invented the old Lambeau leap, and he's been with us before, and he's back. What's happening, Leroy? How are you today?
I'm doing good, guys. What's going on?
We are good, man. You don't call him A-Rod, do you? You got to at least make it like A-Rod. You can't make it like A-Rod, right? It's not A-Rod.
It's not too original.
We just
Yeah, okay.
And once you're dating J-Lo, you own A-Rod, okay?
That's true. That's a great point.
Man, you don't want to give that up
That's
either.
That's a great point. It has nothing to do with his baseball acumen or talents.
Man, she looks good.
She's amazing.
She really does look good.
She's older than us, I think.
She is.
She's amazing.
She looks good.
Let's get down to the Packers. Yeah,
we could just say she looks good for the next 8 minutes, Leroy. You know what I mean?
J-Lo looks good. J-Lo looks good.
Just change the inflection. She looks good. She looks good. Yeah.
I was going to comment on who Aaron was dating.
Why not like milk?
That's true. That's right.
Hey, Leroy, we all know what happened last season, and it was disappointing. Aaron got hurt, and the backups didn't pick up the slack, and it just so disappointing. The off season happens. Jordy Nelson gets shipped away. There's some changes that go on in the front office. It feels like there's a reset in place going on in Green Bay. But the question is, does it have the desired effect going forward? What's the prevailing thought of Packer fans around this team after all the things that have happened?
Well, here's the good news. With the fans, they think you're going to the Super Bowl every year.
I mean, good point.
When they were in the 70s and the 80s, when they weren't very good, it still was sold out. And you still can't get a ticket for 20 years. So you're set there. But the thing about it, it's the people that play like fantasy football, the expectation of them going to winning 10 or 11 games every year, they were very disappointed. Because what does Aaron Rodgers have to do with tackling? If he goes down, I get it, but
yeah,
he's still supposed to tackle.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing that people got frustrated with. That's why Don Capers' system, people thought, maybe he's coached them to the limit and they needed to make a change, and that's why they thought it impeded.
Yeah.
Where right now is Jimmy Graham in terms of the gas tank? We know it's not full because he's 31, but yeah. Where is he? I mean, what are you seeing? How balanced does he look?
65 catches, 1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns in the bag.
Oh.
In the bag.
So he looks good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And to be fair, let's be fair. When he went to Seattle, they didn't know how to use him.
No, you're right.
I mean, all you got to do is look at some film, what they did in New Orleans, and use him that way.
Yep.
When he's very productive. But, you know, Seattle got a little too cute, using him as a decoy. Well, when you play with Aaron Rodgers, you're getting the football. I mean, you can look at every tight end that we've always brought in. We've always tried to get the ball to him. Now, we also had a tight end that we had to ship away. That's a little bit different. Now, that's a little different, and I don't even want to go into that. But we would like to have a tight end, especially when you get rid of Jordy Nelson, that always brought in 10 touchdowns. You have to have somebody down the middle of the field. That's the only way Davante Adams is going to put up big numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Talking to Leroy Butler, Tiki and Tierney's sixth annual 2 days. The Packers on the radar right now, looking good. CBS Sports Radio.
Leroy, let's jump to the other side of the team, the defense side. You should be more focused on because that was your forte. But they bring in a guy who we know intimately here because he was with the Jets and he was good for a couple years. The Muhammad Wilkerson. Is this chain of scenery, is it going to be good for him? Because he was so dominant for a couple of years, then it felt like he got lazy or just uninterested, and it fell apart. And it feels like, at least watching him on social media, that he's more engaged. What's he look like so far?
Well, the thing about it, when you play in New York, you play in an ocean. When you play in Green Bay, you play in a fishbowl.
Hmm.
So you really don't have to cover a lot of your blind spots.
Yeah.
Just be yourself, and we accept you. There's no need to even worry about, like, TMZ or anything like that following you. We don't even have that in Wisconsin. Just play football. That's why a one-year deal for the money that they paid him is what we want is leadership. You know, because we have leadership and teaching so many young guys how to play the game of football. And the good thing about going to a new team, Tiki, is you get a clean slate.
Yeah.
You get a new canvas. You can paint your own narrative and do it that way. We don't even bring up what happened in New York. We just want him to get in where he fits in, and we'll take whatever he gives us.
How much does Clay Matthews have left?
You know, now that's a good question.
Not as much as Jimmy Graham, I'll tell you that.
That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see Matthews a lot of spot duty, obvious passing downs, especially in the fourth quarter. They're going to try to keep him fresh,
mm-hmm.
and they just got to keep him away from some of the violent hits that he takes because the guy likes to go through – the left tackle, the fullback, and the tailback and try to get a sack, and you can't do that at this point. You got to be spot duty, and that's where I think he'll be really good at.
Leroy, I wanted to run something by you. I don't know how much you follow, like, you know, Vegas odds and all that stuff, but you can pretty much get odds on anything.
Yeah, I don't bet.
No, I got you. I'll simply.
Allegedly.
Yeah, we'll do it for you.
Exactly.
Don't worry. Just tell the Packers to cover when I take the over, all right?
Right.
The Vegas odds, and this is really interesting, that the Packers have been identified as the favorite. They're plus 300. Those who gamble know what that means. Mm-hmm. Plus 300 to land Khalil Mack.
Mm.
Now, listen, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but Vegas wouldn't put that out there with the option to bet without some sort of intel. That's just how they operate, and just trust me on that. Like, they know what they're doing.
Those guys who put that out, they don't play football, first of all.
Yeah.
But true.
For some reason, they don't build those damn hotels out there for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, let's keep it in perspective. The Green Bay Packers made some trades, so now they have two first-round picks next year. Who's the team that has two first-round picks maybe in the 20s? The Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Who can probably fit under the cap of Aaron Rodgers' deal that hasn't been signed yet because they may be making a move on a guy like Khalil Mack? So, but if you make that move, the Randall Cobbs, the Matthews, those guys may have to be waived or signed for a lesser deal because the guy wants $22 million. So that's what's holding up a lot of these talks. But the two first-round picks, we'll give that up for him all day. He's a difference changer, almost like when we brought in Reggie White. The guy makes everybody better.
Oh, yeah. And let's face it. I mean, Reggie McKenzie's got Packer roots. He's running the Raiders now. Jordy Nelson. There was already that trade in the offseason. I mean, that connection in the offseason.
Yeah.
So there's a little smoke with Khalil Mack, and I wanted to run it by you.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
It is interesting. I mean, it'd be amazing if it happened for Green Bay's standpoint because the defense has always lagged here behind Aaron in the offense. We only have about a minute and a half here, Leroy, but important question because this division has seemed to have, at least perceptually, maybe from us sitting on this side of the glass and this side of the mic, shifted towards the Vikings. Right, because of how good their defense is. They now have Kirk Cousins. They have two of the best wide receivers in football. I mean, does it feel in Green Bay that even though you still have Aaron, that you're chasing now a big dog?
I think that's a very good question because, the Green Bay Packers for a decade has been dominating this division.
Yep.
If somebody was fair and looked at it pound for pound, the Vikings may have the best team in football.
Yeah.
And they need a quarterback. Even with a quarterback that some think that was average, but he played great, they could have got to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The defense is outstanding. But for some reason, they just can't win the big game. So they bring in a quarterback who's not there to lead them to championships. He's just there to put up gaudy numbers with a defense that's going to get a lot of turnovers. And I'm going to tell you something. It's gonna, they're going to be the first defense maybe taken in a lot of these fantasy drafts over Jacksonville. So the Packers understand that, though, and they're not going to give away anything cheap. But at the same time, that's the team you have to watch in this division.
Hey, 10 seconds, literally 10 seconds. 11 wins get it done for the NFC North or 12?
I'm going to say 10.
10?
Wow.
Okay.
A little bit of attrition against
all
each
right.
other. It sounds right.
All right. He's our guy, Mr. Packer. Well, behind, you know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. He's Mr.
Hey,
Packer.
Hey, man.
Leroy Butler.
Again, you be nice to me.
Hey. Always nice to you, brother. You're a friend of the show, man.
You're the man in our book.
Thank you very much, Leroy. We'll talk to you down the road for sure.
We don't care about them quarterbacks.
What a random exchange Santa's been having. You know who's just who's watching us right now? Give him a monster shout out.
Oh, I know.
Spud Webb in the house.
I love that.
We love you, Spud.
What's up, Spud?
Spud is a big Tiki and Tierney fan. He's going to come on the show. He's watching us on CBS Sports Network. Hey, I'll tell you how much I know Spud. City Wings. Pony. Think about that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.